on Jerusalem and not Babylon. End time prophecies, end time, are focused on what? Jerusalem. Yes or no? The battle of that great day of the Lord is against Jerusalem. Read your Bible again. Why? If you look at the Bible not in a linear, check, 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 but cyclical. Are you with me? Because Jerusalem was there in the beginning. So let's read about Jerusalem in the beginning from Genesis 1. Genesis chapter 1. You know, chapter of the creation, yeah? And what is the icing on the cake? We. How do I know it? Bible tells me so, right? Verse 26. Genesis 1. Then God said, let us make men in our image, according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds, etc., etc. All the earth, yeah? God created men in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, made them male and female, he created them. Is it true? He created Adam first, right? But female was already inside Adam. This is the general description. Soon we are going to the beautiful revelation of the detailed description of the creation of Adam in the next chapter. Okay? Let's see. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, and subdue, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Are you continuing with me? Verse 29. And God told them, bye-bye, my dear ones. I am a spirit, so I cannot be with you. So I'm going to my heavenly place. Bye-bye. Have luck. This is what the scripture says? Of course not. Do you see till the sin any hint that God was separated from them? No. I'm talking about a fleshly, natural earth. And my Bible at least tells me in chapter 3, after they sinned, God was walking in the garden. And by the way, they didn't need to pray in tongues to know, is it God? Is it, or is it the devil? Who is this now? Yeah. They didn't need to be, Rabbi Corey, spiritual people, because they did not sin yet. They were in full harmony with God. We will talk about it. Yeah? Oh, they heard him. And they immediately were scared. And you remember? They knew God was with them. Why? Because God always wanted to be with us. Are you with me? So let's continue. Now I want to be very, very picky. Will you allow me? I'm a Jew. What is the next thing that God does after he created Adam and Eve? He goes to rest, right? He enters his Sabbath. The very first few verses of the next chapter. Don't you see it yet? Adam was created not to toil and to work hard with the sweat of his brow. Yeah? Adam was created with, are you ready? Listen carefully. God told him. He didn't. I'm making it, but you know, just to simplify to you, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. You just walk the garden. Everything, it yields its fruit. You know, you have everything to eat, right? Just don't touch this tree. Did they toil? Ooh, 8, 9 days, 8, 9 hours a day. Ooh, I'm total. Wife makes me come cup of tea now. No! It was joy because God was with them, one with them. Are you with me? And he created them and immediately told them, okay, now come with me. Come with where? To my Sabbath. This is the picture. Sabbath is a picture of eternity. Because it doesn't say, at least not in my Bible, that on Sunday, there was no Sunday, first day of the week, the eighth day, he rose up and he started to create it, you know, things that he forgot to create in the last week. No, right? So God entered his rest, but not alone with Adam and Eve. Are you with me? And this rest was interrupted. But before we get into the interruption, Mr. Devil, we are going to see some beautiful details, are you still awake? Or you, well, no, I mean it now. It's not a gimmick that I'm playing you. I'm serious because I care for you, I love you, I don't want you to fall asleep on me. If you want, we can continue with all of this tomorrow. You want to continue another 10 minutes? Sure? Okay. So let's see. Let me be picky now. And I want to tell you a little bit about Adam's creation. Verse 7 of chapter 2. We are in the beginning, right? We started today at the end. Now we are back into beginning. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. So what does God use in order to create Adam, and by the way, Eve, because she was inside him? What was it? Dust. For sure, some moisture to make the clay. Artists, you know what I'm talking about, yeah? You wonder why Yeshua sometimes spat and made clay. There is a connection, but I will not get there. Okay, maybe tomorrow if God will lead me, okay? But friends, he makes a doll, and then the doll worth nothing, yeah? I mean, it's a nice sculpture, yeah? But he cannot sell it in galleries, so he does. He's a living soul, right? Let me be picky now with you. The Lord God planted a garden. Did you know that God was the first gardener? If you have green hands, wonderful gift, straight from the oven. He loves gardening. He loves it. Yeah. He planted a garden. It's interesting. Eastward in Eden. Eden is the land of Eden. That's why the garden is called the Garden of Eden. Okay? And there he put the man whom he formed. Look at me. Need your attention. Only this verse, agree or disagree with me, please, tells me that Adam, first Adam, was created outside the garden. Am I right or not? Otherwise it wouldn't tell me that, you know, he put the Adam that he formed inside the garden. It says, first of all, that he created Adam, then he planted the garden, then he took Adam. This is the order, right? Oh, Rami, you're so picky. I told you I'm picky. I mean, what is it? What's the importance? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, good, blah, blah. But inside the garden, verse 21, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man, and man, Adam said, wow, this is bone of my bone, etc., etc. Where was Eve created out of Adam's rib? Inside the garden. Where was Adam created? Outside the garden. If you read your Bible carefully, you will see that Yeshua is described as second or last Adam. And in Romans 5, Paul tells us, Paul the rabbi, Jewish rabbi, that first Adam is a prototype of Yeshua. Do you see the picture, the beauty? The beginning and the end are the same. First Adam is a picture of Yeshua. Where was Yeshua born? Outside Jerusalem. Where was Eve born? Inside Jerusalem. What? I'm talking about new Eve. As with first Adam, so it is with second Adam or last Adam. He is put by God to sleep in a garden. I'm not talking about the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm talking about Golgotha. It's a garden. Read your Bible. It was inside a garden. Coincidence? Where was even Adam tempted? In a garden. Where is Yeshua tempted? In a garden. Coincidence? No! Cyclical. Where Yeshua is created, quote unquote created. I know he's God and all this, yeah? how Yeshua is coming to the world, exactly like first Adam, a doll named Mary. Yeshua would not be conceived if God would not take Mary and do. Are you with me? You see the similarity? How was Eve created? Out of Adam's side. She was created inside the garden. When Yeshua was falling asleep, dying, because it's synonymous in the New Testament. Death and sleep is the same. Okay? Remember, Lazarus is asleep. Don't cry over the child. She's asleep. And everybody... Friends, Yeshua is put to sleep. And then, did you ever wonder why a Roman soldier, after knowing that Yeshua is dead already, why he needs to take a big spear and stick it in his side? And then blood and water gushing out. Birth process. Women, am I right? Women who had given birth. Blood, water. It's a picture. It's never the picture is never, the prototype is never perfect. But you need to take the picture. Here is Eve bursting out of Adam, second Adam, Yeshua. It wasn't Pentecost. It wasn't Golgotha, because it was in Golgotha, Garden of Eden, that first Adam also was put to sleep and a rib was taken out. Let's continue. Beloved, what about the stupidity of Adam and Eve? First, let's start with Adam so you don't think that I'm a chauvinist. Okay? I will take it upon myself, the son of Adam. Did you ever think to yourself, why did Adam acted so stupidly when Eve ate out of the fruit? What am I talking about? If I would be Adam, men, you would not act like me. If we would tell our wives, yeah, not to do something because she's going to lose her salvation, she's going to hell, and she did it, will we be so stupid and take the fruit and say, okay, give me also some. Good. Do you see it? If I were Adam, if I would be normal, I would say, excuse me, Eve, are you crazy? I have enough ribs. You go to hell. Abba, put me back to sleep. Take another rib. You're joking, I'm not. But guess why he did not do it? Because he is a prototype of Yeshua, second Adam. What Yeshua came to do? To take our fruit, forbidden fruit, sin, to die for us, to take the what we deserve and die for us. But unlike first Adam, he knew that he will be resurrected in a glorified body. Are you with me? Adam loves Eve with a pure love. Not selfish love that I have to my wife, maybe she has to me. Let's admit it. Let's not be so spiritual. Okay, now? Come on. The best love that we can offer has some selfishness in the side. Oh, if I will love her, she will do this to me. If she will cook better, whatever. She will make my laundry. She will wash my socks. Beloved, Adam did not yet eat from the fruit. So he was in full harmony with God. The only thing he knew is good. Remember? Good. He did not eat from the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. Yeah? The only thing he was enclosed with was God's love. Eve, what did he do? I cannot without you. Yeshua cannot without us. That's why he came. Always they wanted this harmony, intimacy with us, he and the Father. Are you with me? That's why first Adam takes the fruit. He's a picture of Yeshua. Are you ready for the next stupidity? This time of Adam and Eve both, yeah? When they eat from the forbidden tarub, yeah? From the forbidden, it wasn't an apple, by the way. This is from the Greek mythology. No, it was probably a fig. Yeah, I will tell you why later on if you ask me. Beloved, when they take the fruit, They eat it, and what they do? Does it take about two years in a theological seminary for them to discover that they're naked? Immediately, ow! Woo! Woo! How stupid. Excuse me, Eve, I'm not talking to you, okay? You don't need to listen. Eve, Adam, are you dummies? I mean, you saw each other nakedness. What happened now? No, they were not stupid. They were not aware that they were naked up till this tragic event, because actually they were not naked. Oh, Rami Kori, Rabbi Kori, you bring us this teacher who always teach heresy. No, I'm not. Read the rabbi's commentaries. They say that Adam and Eve were clothed not with material, but with the holy Shekinah, Shekinah glory. You remember about the harmony that I talked with you about? God wants harmony. He wants to dwell among us. He enclosed them with his love. There was no worry to be suntanned, you know, sunburned. They did not need lotions, yeah? They did not need coat. Oh, it's chilly. It becomes chilly now. No! They were naked physically, but spiritually they were completely covered. Are you with me? Beautiful. Once they disobeyed, God cannot dwell with sin. Are you with me? Boom. Isn't beautiful? You know what is more beautiful? That Paul encourages us to clothe ourselves with Messiah. Read your Bible. How in the world, Paul, I mean, does he invent something new? There is nothing new under the sun. He knows that Messiah was them in the garden and enclosed them. Messiah was their Levites. You understand what I mean? They were one with Messiah. That's why Messiah comes to die for them, so they can be again one. Isn't it beautiful? Hallelujah. God wants us to be with him. Yeah. So let's continue, beloved. What was the light in the garden? We established that there was a river, right? Which watered the garden. This river is going to show once again, Zechariah 14, Ezekiel 47, Revelation 21. Are you with me? But what was the light of this garden, do you think? Was it the sun or the moon? Okay. Yes. But there is one problem. The sun and the moon were not created till Wednesday. We call it Wednesday. The fourth day, right? What was the light, beloved? Elohim himself. God himself. Self. And not God himself, but it was actually the light that through which everything else was created. Yeshua is described as the Logos, the Word, which was with God. Remember? Came from God, was God himself. What was the first sentence or two words that God said? Yehi, let it be, or light. This is where Yeshua comes out of his father. And there is light. Yeshua said, as long I am in this world, there is light. The darkness is coming. He did not speak about first day, second day, sun, moon. He spoke about what the sun and the moon and the stars are only pointing to. Are you with me? He spoke about the greater light. Friends, the beginning and the end are the same. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king as we sing, yeah? Some of us, yeah? But we are going to see the king of Revelation 21. And if we are going to see the real king of Revelation 21, we will see him only at one place in the world, in Jerusalem. Are you with me? Because everything is cyclical. The beginning and the end are the same. Once there was a harmony in Genesis 1-2, there was a river which yielded its fruits, yeah? They did not lack anything. They were clothed with Messiah. There was their light was Messiah himself. Yeshua came to reverse it. Yeshua came to bring us back to the pre-sin conditions of the Garden of Eden. Why in Jerusalem? Because the Garden of Eden was in Jerusalem, Temple Mount, where Jerusalem, the heavenly ones, will land. And there will be again harmony in the new heaven and the new earth. Cyclical, cyclical, cyclical. Thank you so much for your patience. I don't know how much time I spoke, but hallelujah. God bless you.